Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Between the Studs. I'm your host, Mark. Today I've got Randy.
Hi.
And we got a fun subject for today's video.
Fun stuff.
I think you're an expert on this, Randy. Because
I kind of get to take care of them all, so it's
for
fun.
The past couple years, you've been dealing with all the incoming animals.
All the animals.
Every description. Yes. Not just the ones we're talking about today.
Right. Yeah. All the different themes, all the everything.
Yeah. The system animals, the friends animals, the Disney princess animals.
All the animals. Dinosaurs, too.
We love the dinosaurs. We actually did a video on dinosaurs way back when.
We did. It was fun.
That was good. But today, no dinosaurs.
No dinosaurs.
We've got our friendliest, cutest creatures you could ever find.
Right?
And we've been trying to include more videos about friends and like beach and other fun things that are more on the feminine side of things. Because we always talk about, you know, Star Wars or, you know, battle. So this is friends animals.
They're great.
And they're fantastic. They deserve a video. We've each picked out our top eight.
Yes.
I think. Yeah, I've got eight here. Uh-huh. And because there's, we actually were having trouble finding another person to do this video.
Yeah.
Because Randy obviously knows animals. Yes. She's ready to go. Right. I'm the host. I have to be here. But then, like, Joe, he was willing to be, but he's busy.
Yeah.
Garrett's busy.
They're all busy.
And so it's like everyone's busy and they don't really care about friends animals, but we care.
We care.
And we're going to make so you guys care for this, you know, however long this video ends up being.
Right.
So. But I'll go ahead and start with my first animal. And I have them arrayed here on this little baseboard here. But the first one that I picked out from our selection, and it's worth mentioning, these are all from the store.
From the store.
For sale.
Yes.
So if you
want
to.
They're on Atlanta Brick Co.
ATLBrick.com. Yep. It's down there in the description. But the first animal I wanted to pick out was the jaguar cub. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to try to read out the numbers.
There's a lot.
14734PB06. Now, I don't know why, but most of the friends or elves or Disney princess creatures all have like a super long code.
Oh, they're so long.
And you have to deal with that every day, putting animals online. I feel sorry for you, Randy. I'm sorry. But that's the code for the jaguar cub. And it's kind of like lion slash cat slash whatever. I think it also is the same mold for like a house cat.
Yeah.
But this one has that cool spotted pattern. But this is from 2021. It's bright light orange. And it's in one set, which is an Encanto themed. I think it was Antonio's book or something like that, or a door. So it was an interesting set, but a very cool creature. I love big cats. Mm-hmm. I love leopards, cheetahs, jaguars. As a little kid, I'm talking like 4 and 5.
Yeah.
I used to watch National Geographic VHS tapes of big cats hunting in the wild. And it was the coolest thing. And so I was pretty obsessed with cheetahs and leopards and jaguars. Yeah. Anything that had spots and stripes and lions. And so this I saw this in the case. I'm like, that's amazing. It's cute, but it's also got that kind of... It's going to be a big, deadly big cat one day. So it's fun. So I love this creature. It is pretty recent. Some of my animals are more recent, but I do like it. Mm-hmm. And Randy, the question for you is, what do you think about it? But secondly, would you like to own this as a pet, or would you rather keep it at a distance in the wild or in a zoo? You wouldn't really want to keep it in your home. What's the feelings on this particular jaguar cub?
I think it's so cute. When it came out, I remember when we got one in, I'm like, oh, it's so cute. The spots on it, and it they did a really good job with its eyes.
Yeah, very detailed.
I think, they did a really good job. And I go, it's so cute. Yeah.
Exactly. Very soft looking with the paws. Yeah.
So. We had close to where we lived in California, there was a wildlife rescue, and it was all big cats.
Yes,
and so they had them there, and they had little babies, and I was like, that's what it reminded me of. Mm-hmm. So it's really cute. I go, I would let it live, though.
Yeah.
It needs to live
far away.
In the wild or in a sanctuary somewhere.
You wouldn't want to own a big cat.
No. I'm not one of those people that thinks it's a good idea to have, like, a tiger in their bathroom or something.
Yeah, like the super rich in, like, Saudi Arabia, they'll have, like, a pet, whatever.
That's
a bit much.
Yeah. I think they belong in there, out in the wild.
That makes sense. So, I also agree. I would love to go on a safari and see these in the wild at some point. Or there are big cat sanctuaries where they're, rescuing animals that have been in captivity. So that's a cool way to see these creatures.
Yes.
But, they wouldn't want to be that close. So even as cute as they are as a cub. But,
right. Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
So a pretty cool creature. And this one's not too expensive. It's a couple dollars, I think, here at the store. I think it's like $3 or $4, kind of the regular pricing.
Yeah.
But, Randy, what's the first creature you want to introduce us today?
I'm starting off strong. It's a little bit of a 2-for-1.
Oh, my goodness.
Because this is Little Pickle. Little Pickle here. He's here the little dachshund on wheels.
Yep. Oh,
and
no.
And he just came out in 23 and 24, so.
Recent.
Yes, the one with the black wheels was the 23, and now he's got, his little harness comes with all kinds of different, there's different color harnesses and different color wheels, but I have a dachshund.
Exactly.
She's 19, and she's still going at home, and this was her original color. She's all white now, but.
She's grayed out a little bit now, yeah.
And she had a little back problem for a little while, and she had little wheels like this, so when this came out, I just died. And so, yeah, Little Pickle. I go, it came in, so far it's in three sets. And
so recurring character.
Recurring character, yes. Are you ready for the number for Little Pickle?
Oh, boy.
This is Pickle with the black wheels, though.
Okay, yeah.
His number is 10-559-PB01C01.
Well, okay, so.
And then there's like CO2 and CO3, and those are the different color wheels and harness, all the variants of them. But he's so cute. He's even got the little tail on the back. So
that's so adorable.
I mean, I just had to. As soon as you said Friends Animals, I knew Little Pickle was going to be in there.
I think that's becoming one of our favorite Friends Animals. Just because first of all, it's a named character.
Yes.
It's appeared in multiple sets. It's featured in the newer Friends line. And it's so adorable. It's a great design. And, you can just imagine Little Pickle running around and the wheels spinning behind is great.
I went to a dachshund race in Lawrenceville, Georgia, not too long after we moved here.
Wow.
And they had dachshund races for dachshunds on wheels and dachshunds not on wheels. And that is something everyone should experience.
There's different categories.
That's a 10 out of 10. You should go.
There you go. And since you already own this, this is something that you'd own dachshunds.
Yes.
You would own dachshunds in the future, possibly. But yeah, so you've been in this experience. I'm not really a dog person.
You've met my dog.
I know. I like Greta.
Yeah, Greta. That's
most dogs, though, they just don't like me that much. So I don't know. I'd be on the fence on actually owning a dachshund. But that's much more approachable than a Jaguar cub. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's actually pretty normal.
They're very friendly. I go, they're actually really good mama dogs. And she's when she was younger, she's a really good hunter. She would bring us treasures all the time.
Yeah, all the treasures. Yeah. There you go. So I'd
very
probably
smart.
I'd be on the fence on owning a dog, but I do like seeing a dachshund. And Greta's adorable.
Yeah,
so,
thanks. Yeah. And on wheels. I don't think you ever saw her on wheels.
And Pickle isn't too expensive, right?
No, he's $4 right
good.
Now. So
gotcha.
Yeah, he's
on
he's
the
good.
Website.
On the website.
Yeah, nice.
Yep. We have both of these on there.
We would recommend you get a Pickle for your collection.
Absolutely.
This is great.
He could fit no matter what, even if you have friends or city or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Pickle fits in everywhere.
Exactly. Mini dolls and mini figures. Any kind of character type situation.
I put one of him in my haunted mansion.
There you go.
Yes. And with his little black wheels and his little glow in the dark.
Is bright, safety yellow.
Safety yellow, so everybody can see him, but he can still
that's
go through
great.
With everybody else.
And it's also got a little spot for an accessory on the top of his head, right?
Yep, so you could put little bows on it if you want to, you know, make Pickle fancy or a crown or whatever.
That's right. It could be, Prince Pickle.
You
or
could dress
is Pickle a boy or girl? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I guess it's...
Maybe it's up to interpretation.
I'm all... I feel like I call him a boy more than anything else.
I feel like that might be a boy character.
But
we could read
whatever
up on
you want it to be. Yeah.
Experts on Friends characters, let us know in the comments.
So Little Pickle, my number one.
Great choice, Randy. All right. Well, I've got my number two over here, and this is the orangutan. And this is, let me read the number. Hold on.
Okay.
14736PB01. A pretty simple code for a Friends animal. This is from 2014, so a little older than most of the ones that I picked today. It was in three different sets, all from the Friends Jungle Rescue line, which I have a banner for in the back over there. And I think that, little orangutan made it on the post or banner, so that's fun. But this is a great character. I'm a big fan of the big apes, the great apes.
Yes.
And orangutans are super cool, very intelligent.
Super cool.
They can do sign language. I've seen them in zoos before, but that's as close as I've gotten to them. And I've recently been watching the Planet of the Apes movies, the new ones,
because
I've never seen them before, and there's a sequel coming out. So there's a big orangutan, which is kind of like the wise, friendly background character to the main chimpanzee protagonist. So it's like, it was cool to see the orangutans. They were on my mind. I saw the little orangutan here, very cute. And that's a perfect figure to pick out. But yeah, so I like this character. What do you think, Brady? And what do you think about orangutans in general?
Have you ever
seen
them? Monkeys.
Yeah.
I like monkeys, orangutans. Like, I mean, that is a whole, you know,
it's
like
a genre.
The whole species. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're great. And they are. They're so smart. Orangutans are so smart.
Yeah.
And here at the store, we have the orange or the...
couple variants.
Yeah, right? We have a black one, too, and we call them Romeo and Juliet.
Exactly.
They're so cute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm all there.
So there's two different variants, and I don't know as much about Romeo because I didn't do the research, but this is Juliet,
So. And I like this color better anyways. That looks real orangutan-y. I think orangutans live at the zoo, though. I don't think
they're
out in the wild. They do not belong in your home.
It's not a typical pet.
I don't think I'd want that in my home, but so smart. I always think... back when I used to watch Mr. Rogers with, like, the gorillas and stuff, mm-hmm. and he would do stuff with them, and I think that's what I, that's, like, my first memory of, like, big...
Yeah. The great apes and stuff intelligence. Like that. So yeah.
cool. Now I want to watch Planet of the Apes. Thanks, Mark.
I know. So I saw the first one, and I just finished the second one. They're very riveting. They're not for kids, but they're great stories. Oh. I like those. I actually like the original Planet of the Apes movie, too. Anyway, we're getting off
track. Sorry. Yeah.
That's my bad.
Monkeys stay.
Monkeys are great.
Yeah.
I love them.
Monkeys are great.
Moving on, Randy.
All right. Okay. Next I have... our little baby elephant here.
Oh, fantastic.
I had to find a little water to spout mm-hmm. to put in there because, oh, he's so cute. So this is the lavender baby elephant from 2020
mm-hmm.
in the Jungle Rescue Base is where it came from. And its number is 67153PB01, and it's $8. And he's so stinking cute.
That is absolutely adorable.
There's also a blue version, but mm-hmm. I love the purple. I just think it's super cute, and I mean, little baby elephants, when they walk around all stumbly and everything mm-hmm. and throwing their little trunks around, I just think they're really cute.
They're throwing a tantrum. They're so cute. Exactly.
We did a behind-the-scenes tour at our local zoo, and we got to feed the elephants.
Wow.
And there was a baby, and we all got to feed it, like, apple slices, and it wrapped its little trunk around my hand, and I was like, oh, it's so cute. The lady's like, well, we don't really want him to do that. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that little baby could probably just...
yank your arm.
It was really cute, and it was so cute. Anyway, so, yeah.
The little trunks are so crazy.
The trunks are so cute, and they're so funny when they're mm-hmm. all walking around. So, had to go with the little baby elephant.
That's adorable.
What do you think?
I think it's awesome. I like elephants from a distance.
Yes.
I also went to, I think it was a zoo Atlanta you guys went to?
No, it was in California.
California.
I haven't been to the Atlanta Zoo. I need to go.
Atlanta Zoo is pretty nice. It has a big safari enclosure with lots of elephants in there. And it's cool to see them at a distance. Like, you could be, you know, a football field away, and they're just, it's a big creature. It's cool to see.
That's cool.
But the baby ones, they don't think they have any babies right now, but super cool and very adorable. I love elephants. And this one's particularly cute. It kind of gives me... like a Winnie the Pooh vibe.
Yes.
Like cartoon-esque character vibes, but because of the lavender and the cute face. But it's awesome. So, great figure, Randy.
Thank you.
And this is, again, something we wouldn't want to own.
Yeah. I told Mark, I don't want to clean up after an elephant, so we're going to let that live.
Exactly. Very cool to visit at the zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Or go on a safari and see it in the wild. But don't... no realistic situation would you want that as a pet. So. Yeah, exactly. Some of these animals will make better pets than others. I think most of mine are actually more wildlife than others, but
uh-huh.
So I'll move on with my next one here. This is the giraffe. This is the biggest one I have. And this is a super cool creature because we've seen a lot of Duplo giraffes in the past since the 90s and 80s. But we've never seen anything remotely system compatible as far as the number of studs, pieces, how it fits into the landscape.
Right.
And so when in 2022, when the friends, it was actually Mia's Safari Rescue, I believe, there was a zebra and a giraffe, and the giraffe was super cool. It made a lot of buzz in the LEGO community.
Uh-huh.
But this part number is BB1280C01PB01.
Yep.
How many times can they...
I would love to talk to the person who decides these numbers, because I have questions.
if you don't know any context for that, and you work with these all the time, I wonder if anyone even knows why those codes are so bizarre for the friends animals. I'm guessing it's the part number underneath, maybe it's just on Bricklink, that's what they call
it. How it goes. It's something.
But this is a hyper-detailed animal element. It's got two stud connections to the top, so you could technically ride this if you wanted to. I don't think you normally want to ride a giraffe. Super tall. I think I would guess it's around... 10 bricks tall or so. This is about the scale for a baby giraffe for a minifigure, but a real giraffe would be even taller. No movement at all, but it's such a big piece you wouldn't really want to. You could have a little bow spot, so you could put a bow or a little something on its tail. No spot on the top, there's some horns. It has a dual mold for the kind of tuft at the back of its neck and a very detailed printing all around. So what do you think of the giraffe, Randy?
I just think this is one of the coolest things they've made in a while. Mm-hmm. As soon as it came out, I was like, oh, that is so good.
Yeah.
I don't mind the non-movement because it's so detailed with so many different
things. Exactly. Well, giraffes are usually standing.
Yeah, they're kind of standing. What else are you going to do with the giraffe? Yeah. But I think they did such a good job. The print on it looks great. I do love the hair on the back and their cute little eyes, you know, friend's eyes. But they just did a good job. It's just such a great little baby giraffe.
It looks very accurate.
Yeah.
And this also is one of those animals that would fit well with either a mini doll or a minifig.
Yeah.
So you could put it in a minifig scale zoo and it'd be totally fine.
It'd be fine,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
So fine.
Very excited to see.
We're letting it live at the zoo, though.
Oh, yeah.
Or on the safari.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone has even thought about owning a giraffe.
If you Googled that, somebody probably tried at some point.
I think there's actually some, like, ancient Egyptian murals about them owning giraffes, but that's, like, you know, like the Prince of Egypt type stuff, you know?
Different kinds of, different era for sure.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Okay.
What do we got, Rainey?
All right, my next one is my favorite, one of my favorites here, animals of all time, which is a little raccoon, mm-hmm. little trash panda.
Exactly, a trash panda.
We grew up camping and stuff, and so there was a lot of times where, you know, they were coming around, and I just think they're cute. This is one of the newer ones. It's the 2122 model. Mm. Model.
Yeah, exactly.
The version, yeah.
Well, they've made previous versions, but this is the more recent one.
And there's actually a newer one that's a... reddish brown.
Yes.
Yeah. And it gives me it very much Rocket vibes from Guardians of the Galaxy. And I like this one more.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically this one. I specifically chose this one because I was just like, I like this one more. I feel like this is more raccoony. Mm-hmm. I love the tail, little feature. You know,
he's got printed
little,
tail.
His little bandit eyes. You know, oh yeah. I just think he's so cute. His number is 77110PB01, and he was in a recycling truck. He was in one of those, which I find hilarious.
Is he inside the truck driving?
And the picture is on the outside. I would put him on the inside if it was mine. Yeah, He'd be driving the truck.
Yeah. He'd be the sidekick to the garbage man. Yeah,
exactly. Seatbelt him in. Yep. Exactly. And then he was in a forest house and also a forest camper. So it's just that fun.
Couple different sets.
Yeah, couple different sets. But he's just, I think he's really cool, and I think you could put him in a regular set as well. Mm-hmm. He's not just... He's cute, but he also just fits in with a lot of different things. So.
Many different environments.
I would have a pet raccoon.
You would?
Could.
Yeah.
Oh, I would 1,000% would have.
Some people do.
Yeah.
And some people say they make good pets. Sometimes they can get a little big and unruly, but it's kind of depends on the character.
So. I feel like it would live outside. Like, I would get a pan for the next thing, but I was like, I would totally have a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
I think they would be super fun to have. But yeah, he's just super cute, and he's on our website, and he's $6.
There you go.
He's $5.99.
And I like your comment about the color there, Randy, because the reddish brown, it technically is maybe the right color, but the dark tan kind of makes it look more gray, which a raccoon can be kind of gray colored, kind of the black gray brown color.
Yeah.
And so that earthy tone.
Right.
And so I think that actually is a really good version of that creature in that color. So
yeah.
It's a good
choice. I think the reddish brown, you lose a lot of the detail in the face too on it. So I really enjoy this one.
Yeah, it's multiple colors going on in the face to make it really accurate.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
So he's fine. What about you? Would you own a raccoon?
Probably wouldn't own, but I love raccoons.
Oh, okay.
When I was younger, as a kid, we used to visit up in North Georgia and Tennessee, and living in Florida, that was exciting. That was the mountains, you know. So and raccoons were common up there, and more like that was the first time really seeing them. They're in Florida too, but less in the area we lived in.
Okay.
So it kind of reminds me of my childhood seeing raccoons and being excited about that.
Right?
So it's cool.
Love him.
Wilderness creatures. So
and his name's Bandit.
Bandit.
On our
perfect
website.
Raccoon
we named
name.
Him. We need get to name some of our own.
Exactly. And you know, some of these creatures do have their actual names, like you got Juliet over here.
Yes.
This leopard probably had a name too, or a jaguar. But you can also, if you own these creatures, you can name them whatever you want.
You know, that's part of the fun.
Sometimes, like Pickles or Pickle, you might want to actually remember that one, but a lot of the time you can just give it a name.
Right, so. Yes.
But yeah, I'll start with my next creature here. And this is the flamingo, and it's dark turquoise. And on BrickLink, it's actually listed as the kind of like the light flesh, light nougat color, because that's the color of the leg. But the most of the creature is dark turquoise.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But, the code for this particular one is going to be 67430PB09. Another long code. 2021. Yep. And the unique thing about this little flamingo is it came in a set that had a mystery pack, and you could get either a turquoise one, a bright yellow one, or a lavender one in a little flamingo box with Olivia figure.
Yes.
So I never even knew this was a thing.
That's
cool. I'm like, oh, that's a cool flamingo. I think I'll pick it out. And then I realized it was part of a, you know, you get a random color of a flamingo in this set. It didn't tell you when you opened it.
Right.
So I'm like, that is super neat. It kind of reminds me of the Bionicle masks when you could get them and you didn't know what kind of mask or color you'd get. So I thought that was super exciting. And if I had known that, I would have gotten a couple of trying to get more. But thankfully, this isn't a terribly expensive flamingo. It's a couple of dollars, like most of the animals here. But I thought that was super cool. And I think flamingos are neat. And it's interesting that flamingos, by default, are kind of a light beige white color.
Yeah.
But when they eat enough krill and shrimp and whatever things they eat, they'd start turning pink, and that's the typical color you see them in. Yeah. However, if maybe those krill could be teal, and a flamingo could turn teal.
That could be,
or yellow, or other colors, depending on the food that they eat.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. So maybe they're in some future reality, there could be a teal flamingo in a natural environment.
That could be
What do you think about flamingos, Randy?
I'm not a fan of birds in general, but I think these are really cute. And I do like the mystery pack thing. I think Lego could do that more with different things, especially these types of animals. Because those little mystery, there's a million different types of little mystery things now people love to collect and everything. That'd be a fun way for people to collect things. I think they could market that. Would be really great.
The fact that I never heard of it, and I like Friendship, I've even seen that little Friendship before. I didn't realize it had multiple versions of a flamingo you could find in them. And I'm like, that just is pretty neat.
So, I love that it's got like the 1 foot standing on it. It's so cute.
Exactly. It just has that one leg going down. So.
Yeah.
And it's got a little spot at the top for a bow or a little flower or something.
Little things. So. They did a good job on the face. It has to live, though, out in the wild, though.
Yeah. A flamingo would not be good as a pet, I don't think. No. So. They're not that big as you might think they are, but they are not. No.
No. Yeah.
They're not a good pet.
Definitely, so. Yeah.
Exactly.
Definitely going to leave that one out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my next one here, we have our llama / alpaca.
Yep.
Which, I love.
They're so soft.
soft. We went to an alpaca farm not far from here.
There you go.
And you got to go pet them, and it was right before they got sheared, so they were super fluffy. They're
just a ball
And they're
of
very
fluff.
Friendly, and so you just, like, your fingers and hands would just disappear.
Yeah,
into,
just vanish.
And they loved like it, because we were rubbing on them, and my gosh. But they're so cute. This guy's so cute. I do love the eyes. I think they did a good job on the eyes with the dark tortoise eyes. But this is the medium nougat version of it.
Yeah. It comes in several colors.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. There's a purple one. And I don't know why I'm just not okay with that one.
Sounds
I like
more
the natural
fanciful.
Colors.
Yeah.
I like the natural colors. But this one is from 2020, and its number is 65405PB03. Yeah, and I go, he comes from the Alpaca Mountain Jungle Rescue.
Mm-hmm. Which is a great set.
Which is a great set.
I feel like we've even talked about it before.
I feel like we have
maybe
on
in,
something.
Have we talked about jungle sets or something? I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe it was just friend sets that we liked or something then. I think that was one of them.
It wasn't that long
ago.
It was like in the last 6 months we talked about it.
But yeah, he's so cute. I think they did a great job with the molding of these.
Texture.
And it has, the texture, the way its little feet are, and it does have the cute little tail. But it also has this like great little mouth under here.
Little
that
smile.
I think, it looks like it's smiling. It's cute, but it's not super prevalent. But it's just, it's so understated and so cute.
Exactly.
I think he's cute. I would own alpacas if I lived in the country.
Well, they're kind of a domesticated animal, so you could definitely have a little field in the back,
you could do a lot of stuff with their fluff.
Exactly, So that's a very adorable creature. I have never been up close with alpacas or that llamas, creatures like that. But I used to live in the country, and we'd drive by, and there was a little flock of them, about maybe six or seven of them.
Yeah.
And we'd always see them like, look, there's the alpacas. So they're like white and brown and all the other colors. So they're very cute and very interesting. And so if you're able to get some friendly ones, get up close, that would be more meaningful, I think. But
I feel like you could own
I could
I
own
I feel
them.
Like you could take care of like these types of big animals.
Exactly.
If I
lived out in the country, I could make it happen. I mean, that'd be fun. That'd be a great creature to have. So
Mark outside petting his alpacas.
Exactly. Just
leave me alone to pet my alpacas.
Exactly.
Alpaca sweaters.
Exactly.
Inside sewing.
I'd be knitting and weaving, I could see that alternate reality where I didn't do Lego. Instead, I get into alpaca
He's
farming.
He's alpaca farming and knitting sweaters.
That's more. I think that's as feasible as anything else we've talked about so far for me. So that's great.
I think it could happen.
But a great creature, Randy. And we have them for sale. They're a couple bucks each. It might be a little bit more if they're a bigger creature.
These ones are, these ones are $7.99 on our website.
So, a little more desirable.
Totally worth it.
I think it's worth the investment if you want a couple of them. So. Alrighty, well, I'm on my second half of my figures here, so this is the smallest creature that I picked out, and it is comprises of a 1x1 and maybe 1.5 bricks tall. This is the seahorse, and the number is going to be 67156PB01, and it's from 2020, and this particular animal came in a friend's water park. Which is not where you would typically find a seahorse. I think it was part of the decorations, maybe like a creature on the top as decoration, like a plastic decoration. However, I like real seahorses in the ocean. I think they're one of the coolest looking fishes ever.
Yes.
It's got like a horse-like head, wraps around, and they have a prehensile tail. Super cool, and I've seen them at the aquarium a couple times. I'm always excited to see them. And so, because I think it's such a unique creature, I think it's a really cool animal. I thought it was worth picking out among our many great animals.
Yes.
this is actually going to be the lavender one with some dark lavender spots on the head. There's other color variants. I don't know what sets they came in, but there's also one with gold spots on the head, and I think there's also a teal version of this mold, too. But what do you think about seahorses, Randy? What do you think about fish in general?
They're so cool. Seahorses are really cool. I'm not a big fish person, but seahorses are super cool.
Yeah,
there's
unique.
So many different kinds. Have you seen, like, a leafy one?
Yeah.
They're super cool.
Yeah, the dragonfish looking
right?
ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so cool, and I love to watch them bounce around with their little tail going.
Exactly.
I think they're cool. And this is just so, so fun.
Very cute.
There's so much you could do with that, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would own a tank of seahorses.
It's probably possible. Yeah. I think it's you need a big fish tank,
right?
But
yeah,
it's probably
really big.
Possible,
yeah, so. It would probably take a lot of care. But man, that's so. Is it seahorses or seahorse eye? seahorse eye.
I think
yeah,
seahorses.
Seahorses.
I'm not an expert on that, but
I would have multiple seahorses.
Yes.
Yeah.
we'll they're pretty cool.
Yeah, very they're super fish. Cool, and I love this color. Mm-hmm. I think it's really cool, and it's cute with the little spots.
Exactly. It's very
and it
adorable.
Does have a little spot, so you could add a little something to
mm-hmm.
it.
A little bow or flower right. or something on top there, maybe a crown. But
little thought bubbles to come out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah. Exactly. yeah. Well, I think I'm not sure, like, I know that from the mouth they have a little spot there, so mm-hmm. it's like they actually have little... Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're weird creatures, but yeah. So.
Yep.
Alrighty. Well, what's the next animal you want to bring up?
Next one I'm going to do our little hedgehog here. Little Oscar. He's one of the older ones. Got him.
Yes.
He's one of our older ones. He's from 2012 to 2014 he came out. This one's Oscar.
Oscar.
I like this color. I like the reddish brown color.
That looks like the right color combo.
Yeah, the right color
yeah.
combo for him. He is just so stinking cute.
He's adorable.
Right? I go, he was, let's see. Oh, wait, his part number, 98389 PB02. And he was in 5 different sets.
Wow.
He's been a lot of things, a lot of camping
recurring
outdoors.
Character.
Yeah, recurring character. Mm-hmm. And I just think they really hit the nail on the head with this character, with the little pointed nose and their little feet and just the texture on him. He's super fun. I go, he fits in so many different things
exactly.
that I think are just super cute. He does have the hole on top, so you can add a little accessory if you wanted to.
Exactly.
But I go, little Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Prickly pretty, yet adorable.
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
It's perfect size.
Mm-hmm.
Has a little stud attachment point in the bottom. You can put him on a base plate or even hold him if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little place for a bow or a little flower up there is pretty fun. A lot of the friends' animals are going to have that.
Yeah.
But yeah, a great figure. I was thinking about picking this when I saw you got him. I'm like, well, there you go, right? And they actually came out with a new variant for that too.
One.
A smaller, more aerodynamic.
It's like a one. It's like a 1x1. It's a tiny little
small.
Guy.
This, I kind of like the bigger size here.
I do too. Yeah, I feel like I'd lose that. I'd be worried I'd lose that. Yeah,
this one's easier to see.
Yeah,
easier to approach. So
yeah. Oh, I think it's really fun.
It's a
can't
great
have
one.
A hedgehog in Georgia.
Oh, really? Yeah.
No,
so
yeah.
We were talking about that. We have a friend in Florida that has a hedgehog as
yes.
a pet, which is great.
So
very cool.
It's adorable.
And I think that both of us would even consider having a hedgehog as a pet because it's cute and adorable.
I would, yeah.
At the same time, it's not legal in Georgia for some reason. Maybe we could do some research on that at
why.
Some point.
Yeah.
If I find anything, I'll put a link down below. But
I wonder what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's some sort of safety or import or something like that, because I know hedgehogs are native to, like, Europe, I believe. But
right.
Anyway,
they're in Florida. They're close.
They seem pretty
right?
harmless to me.
They seem like it, right?
Yeah, they don't look like they're going to take over the world like a boa constrictor.
They're not
or something.
Super huge.
Yeah.
Like, they stay pretty small, I feel
pretty,
like, right?
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. But but I would definitely own one.
Adorable, yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you own a hedgehog?
I think I would.
Yeah.
That's something I could deal with, yeah, for sure.
Mark walking along, like 12 of them following behind.
I have a little hedgehog army. Yeah.
It's like, watch out, everyone.
I have some tactical hedgehogs crossing at my enemies.
Put little suits on them.
That'd be great. So,
That'd be fun. All right.
I could deal with some hedgehogs.
Yeah. That's my little Oscar.
Here's something I know I really wouldn't want to deal with.
Yes.
And the reason I picked this animal is because basically the expression and the character that this animal exudes. This is Diablo. This is the number for Diablo is 35074 PB09 from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a Disney princess animal.
Mm-hmm.
So it came in a Maleficent themed set with Princess Aurora's Forest Cottage. And I'm guessing this is Maleficent's bird. I haven't seen the Sleeping Beauty movie. Is that the correct?
Really?
And I haven't seen the original one.
Oh,
and I haven't seen
wait.
Any of the stuff.
You haven't seen Maleficent?
I haven't seen Maleficent. I haven't seen the original either. So
oh,
it's like, I should.
Yes.
Because they're kind of medieval fantasy.
I feel like
fantasy.
You really like it, yeah.
I feel like they're kind of like in my genres, but I have never seen them, so I don't really know the character of Diablo that much, but Diablo seems to exude hate. Just from here, you got the bags under the eyes, looks evil. Maybe this is just a more dramatic version of Diablo, but I thought this was amazing. And a great contrast to all the other very cheerful and cute creatures that we have, because everything else on the table looks adorable with the soft eyes and the eyelashes. This is the opposite of that. So, Randy, do you like the negative side of Diablo?
I like Diablo, of course. You know, he's on that spooky realm. So, you know, I like Diablo. He's good. I, like I said, don't do birds. Would never, don't want it in my
this
house.
This is anywhere near.
Live outside,
near,
be happy outside. But, but I think this is hilarious. It goes very much with, I feel like, more of the original cartoon movie.
Yes.
More than, like, the Maleficent.
The animation of it.
Yeah, now we know a movie Mark has to watch.
Yeah, that's adding to the list.
But Maleficent, great. I don't think you need to watch the second one. But the first one, great.
Exactly. I've heard the first Maleficent was a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. So I'll check it out at some point.
But he's great. I like it. Yeah, the expression on the face makes that whole
bird. This is the angriest looking animal Lego has ever made. And it's great. Right. So,
And he does. He's staring into you. He looks like he's looking right at you.
It's like really focused on it. Because other creatures kind of have their eyes just kind of like in a neutral expression. Yeah. This is, totally opposite of that. It's great.
I love that.
So Diablo, pretty affordable, couple bucks, and from a couple years ago too. So.
Would you ever have a bird like in your home?
So I've had chickens before, a lot of chickens, but I don't think I would want to have a bird in my home. I'm kind of like you; it's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather get like a fish or maybe even a small mammal. So it's like I'm kind of more on that side of thing as far as pets. I don't have any pets right now.
Gotcha. But, Pickle's a small mammal.
Exactly. I know. That's you're starting to convince me here, Randy. We'll see. But what's the next creature you have here?
So the next one I have here, he's gonna live in the ocean, is our little baby sea turtle. And I put it in the little half shell just because I feel like they just need to be in the half shell,
and they're made to fit there.
They're made to fit just perfectly in there, and it's just so darling. And I go, so this is our little baby sea turtle. This one's from 2020. Its number is 49576 PB02. And we have a version with the egg and without the egg. So the egg's about $1. And this is the best thing you could spend $1 on.
Exactly.
Is this little egg for it to live in. Because it's just perfection.
The perfect combination.
Right? Yeah. I go, little sea turtles, I think, are so cute.
Yes.
So,
extremely adorable.
Right? So. And they even have the little gold on top, and it has a little heart going around the side.
Little heart pattern
on the top. Like, it's really thought out cute, and it has little spots along the side, and then of course it has a little hole so you can put something in there if you want. But
headgear accessory.
Just so cute, and it's little half shell, just ready to swim out into the ocean.
Exactly, if it makes it.
Go find them.
Tragically.
It's going to go find Dory and Nemo.
Yes, exactly. A little squirt. But no, this is really fun, Randy. I especially love how it integrates with the shell, because I think the shell piece existed a little bit before that. It's kind of actually a crown piece for some sets.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is a perfect combo, literally like every single little limb of the sea turtle just drapes over the top. It's perfect.
Sticks out just enough that it's
so
perfect.
So cute. Yeah. Such a cute expression. And so tiny too. It fits on a single stud. And very sea turtle-esque.
Right.
I used to live in Florida, used to be close to the sea turtles, and had a great appreciation for them. I don't think I ever saw any in the wild, but you see them at aquariums and stuff.
Yeah.
So, pretty cool. But obviously you wouldn't want to own a sea turtle. I think that's highly illegal.
They need to be,
species.
Let's leave them out in the ocean. Yeah.
That's not in the same category as some of these other animals.
Look at them from afar.
Exactly.
So a little sea turtle.
Very adorable, right?
Love him.
And just a couple dollars for that, I'm guessing,
He is $4 by himself, and then $5 with the shell.
Yeah, perfect.
I highly recommend the shell.
Awesome. Yeah. I think the shell is a must-have if you have
really a
sea turtle baby or two. So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Well, let's see. This next creature that I have is something that doesn't actually exist in our current reality, but this is Rain the Baby Dragon.
Oh,
and the number for this is 26090PB05. I think that's a 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's from 2016. It's from the elves sets. And I consider elves and Disney Princess part of this category because they're mini dolls.
Mm-hmm.
It's close enough. It's adjacent to that. This is a little bit off the Friends storyline a little bit, but you know, it's
so
close enough.
They fit. It totally fits.
It has the cute eyes. It's a cute kind of soft looking animal. And this, so it's from one set. There were a bunch of baby dragon variants, all different colors. And most of them aren't too bad. Some of them are as cheap as I think maybe $6 or $7. Around $10, $15 is pretty normal. It's a little more expensive. This one's very expensive. This is in the $40-$50 range, depending on condition and where you're getting it from. But this came in one set that was available in Europe only, I believe.
I think so.
So, yeah. And so because of that, this one's more expensive than the other ones. But I decided to pick this one out. And the coolest thing to think about this mold is it's a cute baby dragon, but it's also got transparent dual molding for the wings, the back spikes, and a little bit on the belly. So I don't know if you can see through. You can see through his body a little bit, which is super cool. It looks, makes him look kind of magical. Little gold printed horns and a cute expression. And yeah, I'm a big fan of dragons, and I think they're pretty cool. And I do want to collect these one day, but because they're kind of collectively priced, I just haven't gotten to them yet. But one day, maybe. But what do you think about baby dragons, Randy?
Oh, I love dragons. Yeah. I think these are so cool. I saw somewhere where somebody had a collection of them, and they had them lit, like, by color.
Yes.
Just perfectly where it looked like the wings were glowing. Little lights in there, yeah. And it was so great. Yeah, those translucent pieces on there are great. And I love their little gold horns on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I go, of course, I mean elves. 10 out of 10.
Yeah. We both love elves.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
We've talked about them back
in the past. It was one of the first things when my daughter got into, and so she still has quite a few of the sets from way back when they came out, and so she's got a lot of the dragons.
She's got the baby dragons. Yeah, that's awesome.
We love the baby dragons. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously we can't actually own a baby dragon other than these baby dragons, so that's kind of outside of our question category. But
well, I totally would. Yeah. I would try.
I know Lorelai
would. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She's always got the little puppet dragon for her costume every year, so
she's getting ready for Ren Faire coming up. Yeah.
There you go. That's right around the corner.
Right around the corner, yeah.
Yeah, rain is pretty fun, yeah.
Yep, oh, that's
second
a good
to
one.
Last creature
that's
for me, though.
That's a good
though,
one. So. All right, okay, so my next one I have, we have our panda, our real, oh, he's so cute. Our panda, but not just a panda, the panda with the dirt stains on his face.
Yep.
Which I think is great. There's multiple versions of the panda, but there's this one, and it has little dirt splats on him.
Mm-hmm. A little extra detail.
Right?
Yeah.
And this one's from 2020. Its number is 16674PB03. It was in one set, the Panda Jungle Treehouse, which again was a great set.
Friends Rescue.
Right, Friends Rescue. Mm-hmm. But I just love that he has all these, like, spots on him. Because when you see pandas, they always have, like, this, like, I just imagine, like, panda roll.
Yeah, they're always a little bit dirty because they've been rolling around.
Rolling around, and he's got the little lavender paw prints on him and the turquoise eyes. And he is just, I just feel like they just hit the nail on the head with this one just because it has all the things. It's just, like, I totally get just the real, when I think of a panda, what I would imagine that be. I just want to.
It's very. Adorable.
Be one of those panda huggers, you know?
Exactly.
You see those videos, you're like, how is this a job?
That's their job, is to carefully move the pandas to their enclosure. Yeah, it's great.
You get to sit with them and play with them and hug them, and I love watching the videos of pandas rolling down hills. I could watch that all day
long.
They
just like to roll around. Right? They're just a ball of fur.
Right?
Great.
So, I think he's great. Yeah, he is $5 and worth every penny.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. I haven't seen pandas in the wild, of course, because I've never been to China, but they do have pandas at the Zoo Atlanta. You can go and see them, and they're just flopping around, just camped out there, so it's great. But yeah, this panda is particularly special. I think that there are variants without the dirt splotches, but that actually adds so much more detail and character. You can just see this panda getting into trouble or causing a mess, and that adds just a little bit more story to this character, so I love it. But yeah, it's got the little bow flower spot on the top, like most friends' animals. And I like the teal eyes, too. Very detailed.
There is one with lime eyes as well.
Lime eyes.
Yeah, but no stains. But so the one with stains is hard to find. We don't get it in very often.
Interesting.
So
this
I was
is more
glad
special.
We had one.
Yeah. That's cool.
I set it aside as soon as we found it.
Yeah. Well, so because you are in charge of, you know, getting the animals out for sale and working on them, adding them online, you know when a special one comes in. Yeah. You know the right variant. Because there's like three of these animals. You're like, this is the best color.
Best one. This is what we do.
Because you know. Yes, I love that about that, Randy. So that's great. So. Yeah, very cool animal.
So they're my little panda.
And obviously, no one can own pandas.
No one can own a panda, but
I think even the pandas in the Zoo Atlanta are on loan from the Chinese government.
I think so. I think all pandas in the U.S. are.
Yeah.
I think so, but
I think it's just because of the endangered species nature. You know, have to be careful.
So we
want to
take care of our pandas.
They
need to live in the wild and where people can take care of them properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
they're trying to take care of the pandas as best they can.
Yeah. They're doing good. All right.
Well, I've got my final creature here.
Your final one, all right.
And this is the dolphin. And there's nothing too special about this dolphin except that it is sand blue, which is kind of a special, unique color. But this is one of the older dolphins. This is from 2013. The number for this animal is 13392PB03. This particular color and variant came in one set, our favorite dolphin cruiser.
Dolphin cruiser.
And so it also came with a bright light blue dolphin. But I like the sand blue one. I think it's a very appropriate color for a dolphin. Uh-huh. I like the very aerodynamic, or should I say hydrodynamic, shape of this dolphin, because some of the minifigure city-town dolphins have looked a little blocky in the past.
Yes.
This is very curvaceous because they could cut through the water very quickly. And so I like dolphins. I like sea creatures. But what I really like is that this dolphin can have someone ride on the back.
If
you grip onto the fin. And
no, run away, dolphin, run away.
So you got our favorite character, Marcel, here having a great time with dolphins.
Oh, my gosh. That is going to be in my nightmares tonight.
So Marcel is having an experience with dolphins. You can ride around. Woo.
That could be a set right there.
And I think this is actually scaled and sized perfectly to have it so that a person can ride with the dolphins. So they can, because dolphins like to give, they pull people through the water. They push them. It's great. So I've
ridden on a dolphin.
Yeah,
it was
a lot
of fun.
You can go to that experience. Yeah. Dolphins are very intelligent, very kind. Yes. So that's really cool. So I like this creature. I like the potential fun and story that could be had here. And they also have the little the flower bow spot right where it should be for the blowhole.
Right on top,
so that's how they breathe,
it's
pretty cool. So. But Randy, what do you think about the dolphin here with Marcel?
Dolphins were one of my favorite animals till about 1 minute ago.
I'm sorry. I knew I had to spring a joke on you. I'm sorry.
I love it. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Dolphins and orcas have always been one of my favorite things,
cool.
ever. Yeah. And I love dolphins. I think the sand blue is my favorite, for sure.
Great color.
Great color. Mm-hmm. I think it gives a realistic look to it. But he's so cute. It's so cute. I can't stop looking at it.
Shirtless Marcel,
yeah. He has that effect on everybody.
One final thing about dolphins before we let you finish up here, Randy, was that it's also in elf sets, too. Uh-huh. They have a lavender one. I think there's even a dark blue one in some other sets. So it has multiple cool color variants dolphins.
Yeah.
But I do like the sand blue. I agree with you there. Anyway, I might put Marcel away for you.
I have ridden on a dolphin at a sanctuary thing, and it was super fun.
To hold on their fin, and they tug you around.
No, we actually did it. They came upside down, which was cool. So they had us float, and it came up upside down.
So they're literally pulling you around.
Right, and then you let go, and it came up and gave us a kiss. It was really sweet.
Wow.
So it was really fun. That's highlight of my life. So fun.
A top 10 moment for Randy.
Top 10 moment for Randy.
That's great.
Riding dolphin, children, wedding, all those types of things.
Exactly.
Loved it.
One
so that's
of
a great
core memories of Randy.
Core memories. I would not own a dolphin just because
I don't have an Olympic sized swimming pool.
Where that would be a good idea.
No, that's more of a aquarium.
Yes.
Research center type of thing. You don't really. Yeah, it's not even.
I need to go to the aquarium. We went and the dolphin show was closed down.
Oh no!
For that day, so I need to go back and watch that. I haven't
seen awesome. It. I went not too long ago and saw it. And it was great. So.
The Georgia Aquarium's great.
Yeah. So. You get to see a lot of these cool kind of rare sea creatures there, which is pretty special.
It's pretty cool.
What's the last animal?
All right, my last
Randy?
One is actually Inbox.
Okay.
Because he's that new.
Yep.
And I am obsessed with him. In here we have, here's a picture of him right here, is Churro.
Churro?
His name is Churro, and he is this chunky cat.
He's the chunkiest cat.
Oh, he looks like, oh my goodness, I forgot the name of it. Oh gosh, the cat with the little smushed nose.
I'm trying to remember. Is it the grumpy cat?
Yes, it's like the grumpy cat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so he is my favorite thing. As soon as we got one in, I flipped out and ran through the store and made sure everyone saw him.
Yep.
So his name is Churro. He's from 2023-2024 sets is when he came out. His number is 2652PB01. He is also featured in one of the space sets.
Yes.
He went into outer space. With Olivia.
It's amazing.
Right? It's Olivia. Yeah, right?
Olivia?
Yes,
yeah.
He has a little space suit and a little space hat, and he's in outer space, too.
He's Churro the space cat.
I love him. He is just, look at him on the back. He's playing with the cat while the guy's playing. He's just this chunky little short-legged cat, and I love his tail that comes up.
Is he two studs wide, I think, too?
I think, he's a little chunka, and he's so cute, and I am obsessed with him right now. Mm-hmm. Every time, we've only gotten a couple in, and I'm like, look at Churro! So,
have you bought a Churro for yourself?
I have not yet, I think I need to start a collection, because there's a couple different versions of him coming out now, and there's another one with him. He's got, some splots on his face, and so...
He's gotten a new MS.
I don't really need all the sets, but may have to just for Churro because I love him that much. Yeah. He is just, oh, he's so stinking cute.
Along with Pickles, I think one of the highlights of the new Friends sets yes. is some of these great character animals. And right? Churro, oh my gosh, Chunky Cat is so good.
Chunky Cat, and he just got that grumpy face, but it's lovable kind of a frown, at the same time.
Garfield like, frown, yeah. kind of, yeah. So
it's great. Yeah, I feel like he could be sitting on a lasagna box like Garfield. Exactly. I love it. But I am currently obsessed with him. And I really think Friends, a lot of their new stuff they have coming out has been really, really good.
Yes. So. It's very good. I mean, like, the previous Friends animals were good, too. Yeah. Very cute and approachable. But mm-hmm. these are also very specific. There's details to them. Yeah. They have a name. They have a story. Yeah. And there's different variants.
He could
variants.
Have a cartoon.
Exactly.
I would watch Churro.
The Churro Show.
The Churro
yeah.
Show. I'm here for and I'm obsessed that his name is Churro. It fits him.
Pickles and yes. Churro, so cute. Yeah.
Me and Garrett are obsessed with Churro.
Yes. So, yeah. I think we could all be a little obsessed with Churro. It's great. Well, wow, Randy, what a great collection of friendly creatures all across the table. And
great.
Thank you for sharing all your friends' knowledge and pointing out which versions are the preferable ones. I really agree with all your picks here. And it's been a fun discussion. Thank you, Randy.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. And hope you guys enjoyed this video on Friends Animals. We do all sorts of cool themes and subjects here at Between the Studs. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, because we got more videos coming out every day. So we'll see you.
Bye-bye. Bye.